Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The United States military heavily depended on Afghan citizens during the 20-year war in Afghanistan. Afghan translators helped soldiers communicate and avoid danger. The U.S. quickly withdrew from the country in August, and Afghanistan fell to the Taliban. The Taliban immediately began hunting down Afghans who had worked with American troops. Some of those Afghans escaped, but thousands remain there. They live in fear, and many are in hiding. That's the case for the family of Ahmad. WBUR agreed to identify Ahmad only by his nickname and not identify his family members to protect their safety. Ahmad was a translator for the Army. He immigrated to the U.S. 6 years ago, and now he's trying to get his wife, children, and other relatives out of Afghanistan. He says each one of them is in danger. So he has sought help from a soldier he once worked with, James Lockett. Lockett's a Massachusetts native and is in his final year at Suffolk Law School. Lockett's all in. He says Ahmad deserves the help, given what he risked by working for American forces in Afghanistan.
He went out with us on patrols daily to serve as our intermediary between the local Afghans that we were trying to speak to, whether that be civilians or the Afghan National Defense Forces, their army. But he also served as kind of a set of eyes and ears. And what that meant to us is because he lived with us, he lived on the base with us and our soldiers, he went out with us, he was in harm's way with us. He spent every day doing the same patrols that we were, but unarmed. So actually arguably in more peril than we were. And then also just by the nature of working with us, he and his family were also in jeopardy by doing so.
Ahmad, why did you take on that kind of job when it was, as James says, pretty dangerous and it would put you and your family in danger?
Because I was trying to serve my country, to bring peace in my country. At the beginning, I didn't know, like, they're going to harm my family. I grew up in Kabul, and I go to my job in Kandahar. I thought Kandahar is going to be the only place that Taliban know me. I didn't know that they will come to Kabul, and they will find out the information about my family. But they find out the information about my family. And my father called me, and he said, how are we going to leave here? It's too much risk for us. And then I told my father, I have to serve my country and I have to put my life in danger. And they said, all of us in danger now. What are we going to do about us?
Since the Taliban took over in Afghanistan, things have happened to your family. Can you describe some of them?
On the second day of the when Kabul collapsed, they attack on my house and they start beating everybody. After they put all of them in one room and they keep searching every single room. And then they torturing my family for a few hours. And then in front of my family, they shot one of my brother. And they took one of my another brother with themselves. And the one that they took, I don't know where he is, he still disappeared. And the one that they shot in front of my family, after Taliban left my home, my father took him to the nearest hospital. And he's still alive, but he has a bad injury on his back. After a few days, they come again to my house and they ask my father, did I tell you to bring your son to me? He said, I don't know where my son are. They are disappeared. I don't know. And they said, I give you last chance. If you don't bring your two son to me, I'm going to take your daughter. We're going to kill one by one, all of you. And every time when I'm talking with my father, he's crying. He said, they are coming. They're going to kill us. They're going to take your sister. And then they're going to take another sister. Or maybe they're going to take your wife. And they will keep crying.
Ahmad's family members knew the Taliban would keep trying. So they shut themselves in the house. They lowered the shades and lived in the dark. They ate whatever food they had in the house. It was that way for 3 months. Here in the U.S., Ahmad became increasingly desperate to help his family escape from Afghanistan. Meanwhile, in Boston, James Lockett had been watching scenes of the Taliban move in on the capital, taking control of the country. He saw the chaos at the Kabul airport as Afghans tried to board planes to anywhere. But when he heard Ahmad on the phone pleading for help, it all became personal.
So I think that shock was the first thing. And then immediately it was, okay, well, what can we do to help? And so we kind of just jumped in immediately trying to figure out how and what we could do to help.
What is the difficulty in getting Ahmad's family out of Afghanistan?
The difficulty right now is the tension between the Taliban and the U.S. government in regard to actually letting Afghans leave the country. They are not willing to let Afghans leave the country without an approved visa or with a visa basically pending an interview at a U.S. embassy. There is no longer an embassy in Afghanistan, so it's this catch-22. The office of the agency in the State Department that processes these normally sees probably about 2,000 applicants a year, and we know that they probably have upwards of 50,000 applications already.
There was some good news last week for them, though. Tell us what it was.
We were able to move the entire family into a safe house.
A safe house being what?
Safe house is a location that's secure where, frankly, the family members are in hiding from the Taliban. And we've had various contacts to try to secure these locations throughout the country.
These would be Afghans who are hiding Afghans like Ahmad's family?
Yes, exactly. And the houses themselves or the locations are provided by other members of Afghan society who are sympathetic to the plight of people who are in jeopardy just for their prior service to assisting the military or their prior jobs in specific government roles. So they've been very helpful in helping to find these houses where we can secure family members until hopefully we can get them out of Afghanistan. We get reports that the Taliban is actively searching for people who are staying in homes. So every day that passes, I think, is a level of discomfort for both of us because we know that time is not on our side. So ultimately, the faster this goes, the better. But unfortunately, there are thousands of families that are identical to Ahmed's. So we are playing the long game.
Ahmad, I wonder if you can tell us whether you think, you said you helped out the U.S. military because you were helping your country, Afghanistan, and it was all in service to your country. Is it something that you feel now was the right thing to do?
I think I served with U.S. Army. I did the right thing. If I lost my family, I will feel so bad. Because of my service, I lost my family, and I don't want to lose my family. If I take them out, I will be so happy that I get the benefit of my service.
Well, we're all hoping for their safe arrival here. And we're grateful to both of you for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time.
That's an Afghan man we're calling Ahmad and a military vet he helped protect in Afghanistan, James Lockett. Lockett is now a Suffolk law student working to get Ahmad's family out of Afghanistan before the Taliban can exact revenge.